The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hello, this is MonaLisa32, and I'm going to read you a story from the subreddit Gone Wild Stories. This one is written by user Adorable Downstairs. And you can thank user Thespian Scribe for sending this story to me. It's a good story, so I thought I would bring it to you. She gave me approval, so here we go. I don't love going to the doctor. The vague appointment times where you're required to arrive by 1:15, but aren't seen until 3 o'clock. Answering the same questions asked by a humorless nurse, being prodded and palpitated by the wrinkled, freezing cold hands of an ancient doctor who is in and out of the room in 4 minutes flat. Doctor's appointments are rarely exciting, and generally errands I've looked forward to finishing as quickly as possible. Until recently. The nurse had just left the exam room where I sat, already annoyed in anticipation of what would surely be another 20-minute wait. I was preoccupied by the intrusive thought of all the emails flooding my work inbox when a sharp, confident knock jolted me back to reality. The door opened and in walked in a man who looked nothing like the short, bald man of indeterminate age whom I'd been seeing for years. "Hi, I'm Dr. N, taking over for Dr. Kearns," he said. He extended his hand. He was tall and slender, with boyish curls and bright hazel eyes. He had a warm smile, if slightly tired at the end of a long day, a long Friday. We locked eyes and suffocating sexual tension appeared out of thin air. "I'm toast." His hand was warm and soft, forcing me to think about everywhere I'd like him to touch. "I'm adorable downstairs. Why the hell did you say that?" "It's in your chart, you idiot." "I know. I looked at your chart. Brilliant. Would you like to get undressed for me?" I chewed my lip. "Fuck yes, I would. For the exam, I mean. Oh, I know you probably weren't expecting the full exam, but your chart is telling me it's been a while and I'd like to start on the right foot. I'll step outside while you put on the gown." He was right. I hadn't expected a full exam, and in my fitted black work dress, I certainly hadn't dressed for one. The dress was killer with a zipper down the length of the back, but the zipper was incredibly fitty. That morning, I relied on my angel of an admin assistant to finish zipping me. "I'm so sorry, but would you mind helping me get out of this dress?" His eyebrows raised in amusement. "The zipper is awful and..." He cut me off. "Of course. I'd be happy to." Had his cheeks been that pink this whole time? I swept my long brown hair over my left shoulder as he stepped behind me, silently racking my brain as I tried to remember whether I was wearing respectable underwear. Without warning, his fingers brushed the back of my neck, and I froze. "You weren't exaggerating. The zipper is awful." "Oh, there. Got it." He unzipped my dress with agonizing care. I can feel his breath on my neck. I am imagining him running a knuckle down my spine. He stopped halfway between my neck and the small of my waist. I wasn't expecting such a bright blue. Blue? Shit. I'd thrown on a sexy set for the extra confidence today. Blue and white with pink flowers. A positively indecent G-string. Oh, yeah, laundry day, I said, hoping I sounded casual, but knowing I sounded embarrassed. He continued unzipping until I stopped him as he was just about to venture below my waist. I think I've got it from here. He coughed. Sure, I'll step out while you finish undressing. He moved for the door and then paused with his hand on the knob and said softly, almost as if asking a question. You can leave your panties on if you like. He left. I barely heard the door shut. The sound of my heart was pounding. I took a deep breath and tried to gather myself. Get it together. I finished undressing down to my panties and slipped into my gown. I perched myself on the exam table and tried not to cringe at the feeling of the cold on my bare cheeks. Hopefully the tiny triangle of fabric between me and the table would mitigate that embarrassing wet spot. His knock was softer this time, even hesitant. Ready for me? No. Yes, come in. He avoided looking in my eyes when he re-entered. Fuck. Maybe I wasn't imagining things. The faintest suggestion of mutual attraction always makes flames from embers, and with the added hint of impropriety, I was engulfed. I noticed I wasn't breathing. Hey, relax. I won't make you get any shots today, promise. How did he know? Oh, your chart. That asshole. Did I say that out loud? Yeah. He suggested you may need additional education about the safety and efficacy of immunizations. Killer. The hot doctor thinks I'm an anti-vax nut job. Thanks, Dr. K. I flushed. This is already mortifying, and I'm so attracted to this guy I can barely string a coherent sentence together. No, I promise. Vaccines work. I trust science. I just hate shots. If I get a dog, I'll name him after Dr. Fauci. I believe you. I'll just be sure to write you a prescription for the horse pills. His eyes were twinkling. He's teasing me. I rolled my eyes. Let's just get started. I relaxed slightly as he began his exam, and we slipped into our respective roles of physician and patient. But the glancing warmth of his skin on mine was almost too much to bear. He was gentle yet confident, tucked my hair behind my ear as he took a quick look. His breath on my neck sent a shiver up my spine. Could he hear my heart pounding? Feel my pulse racing? I really hope my nipples aren't drilling holes through my hospital gown. I did my best to keep my long limbs in order out of his way. At one point, I accidentally brushed the front of his scrubs with my arm and felt a warm firmness. Wait, is he hard? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to get in your way there. I figured you'd been binge-watching Grey's Anatomy. Open wide for me. Reflexively, I started spreading my legs. He looked at me for a minute, then glanced down. Your mouth. I don't usually need to specify. I realized what I'd done and snapped my legs shut as I felt my face turn beet red. Get it together. Don't be a whore. His gaze lingered momentarily before coming back up. My mouth was open, tongue out, eyes looking up at him through my lashes. So much for not being a whore. He gave me a look as he placed the depressor on my tongue. Without thinking, I shut my mouth around it, but quickly caught myself and opened it again. He laughed. You know, most people gag a little. That won't be an issue with me. Why did I say that? May I undo your gown? Sure. I promise, we're almost done. He stepped behind me, undoing the ties of my gown with agonizing care. I'm going to open this up so I have a little more room. He brushed his hand on my spine as he gently opened the back of my gown. I arched my back, reflexively. Did I just moan? Everything okay? Well, there's my answer. Sorry, I choked. My back is just really sensitive. My whole body was throbbing with either desire or embarrassment, probably both. I could feel the wetness pooling between my legs. Clearly, my animal brain finally took over complete control. I had to know if he was as turned on as I was. I made a turn and brushed the back of my hand against the front of his scrubs. He's definitely hard, and it is definitely huge. Hey, come on, who's examining who here? Shit, caught red-handed. Subtlety has never been my strong suit. What do you mean? I said, putting my most innocent face on. In for a penny, in for a pound. Okay. I wrote the first time off as an accident, but twice? He moved closer, speaking in a low voice. I was still flushed and breathing heavily. I'm sorry. I didn't mean, I whispered. I was still flushed and breathing heavily. Subtlety isn't your strong suit. No kidding. And I'm flattered, really I am, but absolutely nothing can come of this while you're my patient. I could lose my license, and I've worked far too hard to risk that. Oh, I said, slightly crestfallen. He looked frustrated. No, listen to me. Nothing can happen while you're my patient. He enunciated the last four words slowly and clearly. Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, so if I wasn't his patient, there's nothing a lawyer loves more than loophole. You know, I've actually been thinking I should see someone closer to my office, more conveniently located, less time away from work. I hope you understand. He straightened up and smiled. It wasn't a professional smile. It was a private one. Two co-conspirators on the same page. His tone returned to a normal volume. I understand completely. I'll have the nurse come in with a list of providers closer to your office. I'll let her know you may need help with your dress. Thank you. He moved toward the door and paused. I do hope I'll see you around. Make sure you don't forget anything. He left, and I sat puzzled for a moment. Make sure you don't forget anything. What the hell did that mean? I replayed the moment in my head a few times while I dressed, and the nurse came in to sit me up. She chattered about the new doctor. Wasn't he handsome and so professional? And overly shamed my request for a list of other providers before finally leaving. For the record, I did not receive a prescription for the horse pills. Make sure you don't forget anything. I turned the doctor's parting statement over in my head one more time before it clicked. My panties, no. He probably meant a business card. I decided to leave both. My panties were soaked and not doing me much good anyways. I slipped them off, scribbled my cell number on a business card, and left both on the exam table. I nearly made it to the lobby before I lost my nerve about the panties. Too slutty. Coming on way too strong. The prince of professional conduct would probably be appalled. I doubled back to the exam room, muttering, forgot my phone, to the nurse as I passed. I found the room quickly. The door was open. Fuck, my panties are gone. He decided to make me wait. Shocking. Finally, just as I was getting home from work, I got a text from an unknown number. It's a good thing Ben Shapiro isn't your doctor. He might have been concerned about your gift you left. Pretty sure Jordan Peterson is the doctor. Bzzz. They both have doctorate degrees. My point is, thank you for the sexy surprise. You better enjoy those. They were expensive. Bzzz. There are three strings and a piece of mesh. How expensive could they be? Like $75? My phone started buzzing incessantly. He's calling. I hit accept. Hello? You have to be kidding. $75 for 5 inches of fabric? And you just leave them in the doctor's office? Apparently. Where do you live? I've got to bring these back ASAP. If these come home with me, I can't be held responsible for what happens to them, and I'd hate to ruin your $75 square piece of fabric. Weird way to get invited over, but I won't complain. I gave him my address. Great, I'm 10 minutes away. Internally, I screamed, 10 minutes? I scanned my surroundings. Luckily, my apartment was clean-ish. The nurse had left my dress a little unzipped before I left the office, so I wiggled out of my dress and slipped on my cashmere sweats. I didn't have panties on. Totally casual. I looked in the mirror. Makeup looks okay. Hair is fine. It's fine. If you start to fuss, you'll be here all night. My phone started buzzing, and the caller ID read front door. He was here. T minus 2 minutes. I lit a candle. Told my ubiquitous and largely useless household assistant to play some Edith Piaf. She didn't, and paused for some deep breathing. The knock came. I counted to 5 and opened the door. The man who had struck me dumb in the exam room was rendered more human in the hallway of my apartment building. Still handsome, but a little more crumpled, hair disheveled, circles under his eyes. He was still in his scrubs, but wore a fleece zip-up over them. He carried a backpack. We stared at each other in silence for a moment. This is happening. I finally spoke. You found me. Brilliant. Where did you come up with these? Invite him in. I found you, he replied softly. The sexual tension came flooding back. I opened my mouth, then shut it again, bit my lip. Invite him in. Want to come in for a sec? And stay for the rest of the weekend or forever? Sure. He visibly relaxed, but his voice was decidedly casual. I wish I could that he shut the door and pushed me against the wall and kissed me, but that's not how things work in real life. I offered him a drink. He commented on my bookshelf, and we slid naturally into conversation as we settled on the couch. I found out he was in his residency, still technically a student. That must be why he looks so exhausted, poor guy. We bonded over the loneliness of professional education, law and medicine being similar in that respect, just as I was waxing poetic about the physical pain of taking so much new information. Have you ever felt your brain actually throb? He kissed me. He wasn't a timid kisser. The kiss was hungry, curious, the kind where you lean in for more. He bit my lip when he pulled away. You've been biting your lip all night, so I thought I'd help. Fuck. He studied my face while he ran his hand lightly down my arm and traced the tendons on the back of my hand. Finally, tangling our fingers together, he leaned back onto the sofa and propped me up with a touch of my waist to follow. Our fingers were still intertwined as I nestled between his warm body and the couch, wrapping my legs around his. With my head on his chest, I could hear his heart pounding, just out of step with mine. Your heart is pounding. Good one. Yes, my pupils are also dilated. My breathing is faster, my blood pressure is elevated, and I think you'll find, he paused, moving my hand over the front of his scrub pants, that I'm very hard. Very hard, and very large. I rubbed him firmly through his scrubs, eliciting a groan, and vocal, just how I like them. I've wanted to do that since you walked into the exam room. He laughed, his eyes twinkling at me. I could tell you tried twice. On accident. That was half true. Instead of responding, he pulled me close and kissed me hard. My hand instinctively tightened around his cock and he moaned into my mouth. My hand moved to his waistband and lingered. Another moan. Please. I slid my hand under his scrubs, under his boxer briefs, until we were skin to skin and my hand was stroking his thick, hard cock. I felt the pre-cum leaking out and used my thumb to rub it over his sensitive head. I have you right where I want you. I whispered in his ear as I stroked him, slowly but firmly. You were hard for me the moment you saw me, weren't you? Did you think this would happen when you were helping me unzip my dress? No, I mean yes. I mean, please be careful. It's been a while. He was leaking so much. I believed him. To my surprise, his begging was turning me on. I slid between his legs, first pulling his pants off, then his boxers, finally revealing what I had imagined all afternoon. Gorgeous. His cock was very respectable, length and thick, the large head glistening with pre-cum. He's not going to last long. I grasped his shaft delicately and started caressing his balls as I moved my mouth toward him. I don't know who is being teased more at this point. I crave this so much. He let out the softest whimper, whine when my mouth finally reached him and my tongue swirled around his cock. I couldn't help but moan as I tasted him, felt him in my mouth. He is better than I could have imagined. I explored him with my tongue and mouth, occasionally pulling him out completely to kiss his sensitive spots. I was gently sucking one of his balls into my mouth and stroking him slowly when something came over me. Oh no, it's too early. He might not like that. I paused, pulled back, and looked up at him through my lashes. Worth the risk. I returned my lips to his balls and started slowly working my way back. He stiffened as I reached the halfway point, so I paused. Please keep going. His voice was small. I have. Don't worry. You're safe with me. I reached for his and interlaced our fingers as much as my mouth returned to the spot just above his hole. I slowed down and kissed softly, letting him get used to the situation. I began to lick with slow, cautious strokes of my tongue while I gently rubbed his cock, focusing attention on the spot beneath the head. I started licking more fervently, more passionately, lapping my tongue against his hole. As his moans became guttural, even primal, I completely lost control and buried my face into him, tongue fucking him with abandon. He started to pull away, but I followed as he made the unmistakable sound of a man losing all control. I kept licking and stroking through each convulsion, feeling some of his cum drip onto my knuckles. When things subsided, I looked up at him with a smile. I was met by a bewildered face and a chest absolutely covered in his load. I could take him now. "I'm so sorry," he started. "For doing exactly what I wanted you to do?" I started lapping up the cum, savoring his taste and the softness of his skin. "You enjoyed that?" he asked as I kissed my way up his chest, licking up all the remaining cum before finding home under his arm. "I didn't do anything for you." "You did plenty," I replied, taking his hand and guiding it toward the waist of my cashmere joggers. "Why don't you come find out just how much you did for me?" He gave me a look when his hand reached my swollen and soaking wet pussy, and then, seemingly unfazed by the fact I had just licked his sizable load, he kissed me passionately. I kissed his neck as his fingers explored my wetness and paused to whisper,